Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideCircleTrack.com and InsideDirtRacing.com coming at you with another edition of Rich's Ramblings. We've kind of gotten away from doing these things for the last few weeks because of the pandemic and the suspension of racing activity. But now that racing's about to resume, thought we'd get back with it. And I'm hoping that here in the very near future that there'll be some changes in the way that these podcasts actually work. As I'm not even sure I'd call what I'm doing right now a podcast, but I'm hoping that we can start doing those. We've got some new equipment to use at our disposal, so we're just kind of figuring things out for now, but hopefully we'll be able to do things like have myself and Michael Motes, my partner on these two websites, on at the same time, and maybe even have a few guests or take some call-ins or something like that. So hopefully there'll be some changes coming up here in the near future. But since this is a podcast for InsideCircleTrack.com, I'm going to focus on NASCAR for this one. And, you know, finally, the NASCAR Cup Series is set to return this Sunday, May the 17th at Darlington Raceway. And along with that return to racing is going to be an entirely new way of doing things. There's a lot of changes about to take place, and it's going to be interesting to see, of these changes that do take place, how many of them will stick. There might be some things that we start doing now in the sport of racing that we might realize, hey, maybe we should have been doing it this way all along. Like, for example, here, these next few races especially, there's going to be a significantly reduced number of crew members that are going to be allowed on the property at the tracks. There's going to be no practice, no qualifying, far fewer media is going to be allowed there to report what's happening. All the social distancing regulations are going to be enforced, and they're going to be in place so that team members can hopefully keep from getting each other sick if there happens to be someone there who is sick. And NASCAR has come out and said there are going to be penalties if people violate those social distancing rules. They're very serious about this because, you know, NASCAR is taking a risk by essentially being the first or one of the first major sports to get back in action. You know, there are going to be people who are anxiously awaiting there to be some sort of an outbreak of sickness in the NASCAR garage so they can point out and say, oh, you came back too soon. You shouldn't have been doing that. So NASCAR is going to take its regulations very seriously. For crew members who fail to adhere, they could be fined, they could be removed from the track, whatever the case might be. And with the way things set up, you know, they're not going to have haulers just stacked in there on top of one another and everything all packed into the garages, because these things are going to be one-day shows. The Xfinity series or the truck series are not going to be on the property at the same time, so they're going to have a lot more room to spread out. And like I said, there are going to be fewer crew members there too. So hopefully all of those measures that they've put in place will help not spread any more of the coronavirus that's out there. But of course, the biggest change of all is going to be the fact that there are no fans in the grandstands. And that's going to be somewhat bittersweet. You know, you always want fans at a facility, no matter what sport you're playing, baseball, basketball, football, whatever it is. You know, fans add to the atmosphere, and the same thing, of course, is true of racing. But there'll be no fans there for these first few races. We'll see. Of course, it's going to depend on state and local regulations as to when fans can return and how many can return and all that. So that'll be something to look forward to as well. And another thing it's going to be different here going forward for the rest of the season are going to be these quick turnarounds that the teams are going to have to be doing. They're going to race on Sunday at Darlington Raceway, which Darlington, of course, was chosen because most of the team shops are in that Charlotte, North Carolina area, so they wanted to pick tracks that are within an easy day's drive of the Charlotte area. So Darlington, South Carolina, not that far away. And of course, the other track that they're going to use right here in the immediate future is going to be the Charlotte Motor Speedway, which is right there. So these quick turnarounds are going to occur. They're going to race on Sunday at Darlington, the Cup Series is, and then turn right back around and race on Wednesday at the same track. That's, you know, that's not happened for quite a long time where they've raced at the same track one night after another. I mean, maybe you go back into the 1960s or something, you might find instances where they've done that. And if you look on InsideCircleTrack.com, there is a story there where I posted that this type of schedule is not completely unheard of, but you do have to go back to the 60s and 70s to see things like midweek races and more than one race on a weekend and that sort of stuff. But it has been done before, and it's kind of a return to the old way / doing it the new way that we're going to be following here for a while. But anyway, so it's going to be a tight turnaround with the midweek races. That's something that's going to be in place here for the next few weeks in NASCAR. And, you know, like I said, it's just an entirely new way of doing things. But even with all that said, with all the changes that are going to come about that are going to be kind of thrust upon us here at one time, I'm not sure that I've ever looked more forward to a race than I'm looking forward to Sunday's race at Darlington. You know, we've always had off seasons. We had 2, 3, 4 months without any racing, and then, you know, the season starts back up. But this was totally unexpected. Nobody saw this coming. If somebody had told you 3 months ago that NASCAR is going to take a break of several weeks right in the middle of the season, you would have thought that was crazy. There's no way that's going to happen. But now it has, and of course there's been all the conjecture, all the rumors swirling around this whole coronavirus pandemic, and you know, talking about all sports are going to be done for the whole year 2020 and all that. There were some very gloomy forecasts there at one time, but now things seem to be headed in a different direction. So hopefully we can keep it headed that way with no sickness, no outbreaks to come about as a result. But now with all this going on, you know, more to the point, NASCAR is going to be employing several strategies that the sanctioning body seemingly has kind of fought against for the last several years. Things like midweek races, you know, they've said for some time, oh, that can't work, and now they're going to be forced to do it. So let's see, maybe something like that might become more commonplace going forward. We'll see. One-day shows, they've kind of resisted that for a few years as well. Less practice, less qualifying, doubleheader weekends, shorter races are all going to be part of the norm here for the rest of 2020. Who knows? Maybe some of those things might become so popular that they might decide, well, we need to do that more often. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, these changes brought about from the shutdowns related to the coronavirus may bring about changes that have been needed for a long time. We might look back at this when we get to December of this year, and hopefully we get to December of this year without there being all these second and third waves of sickness that everybody seems to enjoy predicting is going to happen. Maybe we can get to that point and look back and say, wow, you know, some of these changes we made were really useful. They really benefited the sport in the long run. So let's see if that happens. You know, and another thing that might come about because of this very unusual turn of events could be the revelation that things that were once thought to be necessary in the sport may not be necessary at all. Like I mentioned earlier before, the reduction of crew members. Teams might start to realize, you know, we've been taking an awful lot of people to these racetracks, flying them here, flying them that, putting them up in hotels and all this sort of thing. Maybe we didn't need to be doing that. Maybe we didn't need so many people at the racetrack. So let's see, you know, back just a few years ago, it wasn't a big deal that there was no such thing as a specialized pit crew member who that's all they did was do pit crew stuff. They, you know, back say in the 1990s, guys who were on the pit crew also worked on the car in the shop or, you know, in the garage area at the racetrack. And they might come to find out, well, that's, you know, we can get close enough on the pit stops so that we don't have to spend all this extra money bringing all these people to the racetrack. So that could be something else that might come up. You know, maybe maybe they realize there's some of these tracks that have two dates that don't need two dates. These governors who are being really strict in some states that are, not allowing things to open back up very quickly, might be showing NASCAR, hey, you've been coming to our state for all these years, maybe even twice a year. NASCAR might realize, you know what, maybe we don't need your state. Maybe we can go somewhere else. So there might be a dangerous game being played here where there might be some tracks that might lose one date, or they might just be dropped off schedule altogether. You know, there's all kinds of rumors out there about Chicagoland, for example, which is losing its 2020 date because of their restrictions. NASCAR might realize after this all said and done, we didn't really need Chicagoland anyway. We thought we did 15 years ago, but maybe we don't. So there could be some things like that that might prove to be a benefit. And also, you know, with the Xfinity Series and the Gander RV and Outdoors Truck Series really kind of running as separate entities. I know they're going to be at Darlington and Charlotte too, but they're running on different days. And with everything being a one-day show, you know, the Cup Series guys will be in and out. Then the Truck Series guys and the Xfinity guys will be in and out. They won't all be there at the same time. Maybe with all that happening, NASCAR might realize, you know what, these two support series, we don't necessarily have to have them at the track when the Cup Series is running. We can find a new way to operate with the Cup Series so that these other series can go off kind of on their own, find their own way at other tracks, and that might give us an opportunity to incorporate some new tracks that aren't really up to standard for a Cup Series race, but maybe they are for a Truck Series race, or maybe they are for an Xfinity race, in much the same way that, say, Iowa Speedway hosts the Xfinity Series, or Eldora Speedway hosts the Truck Series. Maybe there'd be more of that kind of thing might come about as a result. And if the TV ratings prove to be high enough for these Wednesday night broadcasts, sport may come to realize that weekends are not necessarily something that they have to have. And getting away from the weekends, particularly in the fall, helps them get away from the NFL, or, you know, even in the spring or the summer, it helps them get away from the NBA or college basketball, or you know, maybe the Major League Baseball or something like that. So they might come to find out that the weekends are not as essential as they once thought that they were either. They won't have to necessarily butt heads with other sports on Saturdays and Sundays. So there could be a lot of changes that could come up over these next few weeks that we might realize, well, maybe we should have been doing it this way all along. And mentioned the broadcast there a moment ago, you know, NASCAR is going to be one of the first major sports. I know UFC's had some events and all that, but and dirt late model racing has as well, but NASCAR is going to be one of the first major sports to get back into action. So there's a real opportunity here to open up to maybe new markets, new folks that they haven't had before. So there could be a chance for these sports-starved fans to watch something that maybe they haven't watched before, and they might realize, hey, I really like this stuff. Kind of like the 1979 Daytona 500 with everybody all stormed in on the East Coast, watched a race and say, hey, this stuff's actually pretty entertaining. They might think that as well here with the races that are coming up. So I know there's a bunch of concerns out there, especially over the possibility of somebody getting sick from all being together. Could be one of the major concerns, of course. And, you know, and that's just something that'll have to be dealt with when the time comes, and hopefully that time won't even come. But for now, you know, let's just enjoy the fact that there is going to be a race coming up this Sunday with real race cars in it on a real track, really racing each other. No video game, nothing like that. So I, for one, am very excited about what's about to happen. So hopefully you are as well. But I know I'll be tuned in to all these races as they come up. But for now, thanks for listening. It's Richard Allen from InsideCircleTrack.com and InsideDirtRacing.com. I hope you will take the opportunity to check those sites out. We try to keep content fresh as we possibly can. So we appreciate you checking it out. We can tell by looking at the traffic that you have been doing so, and we're certainly thankful for that. So, again, thanks, and this is Richard Allen saying I hope you stay healthy and hope you have a great coming week.